Let's face it, none of us would like to see a local business close up. And during this time, it's hard for a lot of local businesses. Right now, they need our support more than ever. You know, granted, we should always support local businesses, but because of this pandemic, they really, really, really need our support. And there are several different ways you can support them. This gentleman that I have on this episode of the podcast has been on before. And when it comes to running a business, the man is phenomenal. He's got some great tips for you. So please stay tuned. And if your business is struggling, and even if it's not, listen to this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. And I think you're going to walk away with something very special. Stay tuned. I want to thank everybody for listening to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. But I want to let you know, the podcast is not where this started. I started a website back in 2012 called Harford County Living. And if you go to HarfordCountyLiving.com, you'll see nothing but good positive news. Businesses, organizations, everything local. And the reason I started it was I was in radio, and you probably heard me talk about this on the podcast before. I was in radio, got out of radio, launched a website. The whole idea was to feature nothing but good positive news and feature local businesses and organizations and give them all a means of advertising that no matter what they were doing, whether they were selling Avon or if they were a car dealer, they could afford advertising. So please, again, go to HarfordCountyLiving.com. Check it out. Read the good positive news. Play the puzzles. Do whatever you want. I mean, there's a lot you can do on there. But also look at all the features. The business of the week. The artist of the week. Restaurant of the week. Organization of the week. Check out the book of the month club. There's a lot on there. And I think you'll be surprised. And also, please go to the sponsors page and visit all my sponsors. Because if it wasn't for them, this would not be up and running.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Christian Walker from Bel Air. Each week here on the Harford County Living podcast, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to our favorite place, Harford County, Maryland. And you'll learn something new that will leave you wanting more. Without further ado, I'm going to pass it off to your host, your favorite podcaster, professional DJ, entrepreneur, an all-around nice guy, Rich Bennett. Take it away, Rich.
When it comes to business owners being a role model, you could say this gentleman is definitely somebody to take after. When it comes to supporting local businesses and nonprofits, it seems like his name is out there everywhere. And I just want to say, if every business owner can follow what he does, then you're going to go a long way. We have Joe Ayler with Tar Heel Construction Group on. How you doing, Joe?
Rich, I appreciate the kind words. I'm doing great.
Now, with this, you know, coronavirus pandemic going on, I've been trying to get different people, especially business owners, to find out how it's affecting them. And I guess in your field, you're actually considered essential, right?
Yeah, we are. We're considered essential. You know, Executive order rollout. It mentioned roofers specifically, but then it also mentioned residential and commercial construction companies.
Well, that's a good thing. And have you guys been keeping pretty busy during this?
You know, we've been keeping, you know, surprisingly steady. And here, last week, the week of the 13th, I mean, we had one of the busiest weeks that we've had in the history of the company.
But I
think that's kind of, there's a lot of variables that are involved here, you know, that are specific to each industry. I mean, the last 2 weeks, you know, now that, you know, winter is fully transitioning into spring. And I mean, we're in the transition period right now where we get a lot of cold fronts, a lot of warm fronts, a lot of rain. Right. We're having a lot of, you know, severe thunderstorms and heavy winds are common, you know, in April and May. You know, we've had some hail, we've had some very heavy cold fronts move in. that have kind of encouraged and stimulated some work in our industry. So we're doing very well right now, and we're blessed to have that happen to us.
Now, with this social distancing thing, how does that work for your workers? Because I know you can have a couple people on the roof at one time.
Yeah, I mean, with the social distancing thing, I mean, when you're in construction and you're putting on roofs and siding, you're always distanced from other workers because in the line of work that we do, nobody's ever. Sorry, Rich.
That's okay.
Nobody's ever sitting right next to each other. You know, when you're wrapping a house and siding or putting a roof on, everybody's spread out in different areas of the roof. So, and everybody knows what we're supposed to be doing. So we just try to do our best as far as distancing, and that goes from from the sales call to the sales appointment, all the way through to selling the work and executing the work.
And speaking of the sales appointment, let everybody know it's still okay for you to go out there and give estimates, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody's sensitivity level is different to the situation. So, what's common is, obviously we're not going in anybody's homes, but, we have some customers that just want us to kind of leave the contract or slip the contract through the front door. And then we've got other customers that will walk around the home with us and, we'll stay 6 to 10 feet away as we walk around and talk about the project. And then we've got others that where we're just completely selling work, just communicating through, through email, through text, through, a Zoom meeting. And, so it's kind of all over the place there.
Did you buy any stock in Zoom by chance?
No, I did not.
I wonder how, if anybody did, how that's actually going so far.
Well, funny you say that. Another reason why I think that we've been successful through this transition is a couple things. I think this is technology's way of kind of driving. If you're in an arm wrestling match with technology, as far as some of the, some of the baby boomers, the older mm-hmm. generation, and even just people across society that have kind of resisted or haven't fully accepted technology. This is, as far as if you're in an arm wrestling match with technology, this is technology wrapping it back and driving it home. And slamming your hand on the ground, slamming your hand and winning the arm wrestling match, because this is forcing people to fully adapt technology as far as the Zoom meetings and just using your laptop and your desktop and your phone and your social and all the things that you got to do to be successful in a business these days.
And hopefully a lot of these businesses and even the government organizations will realize this. And when we all get back to normal, they'll adapt that. Because I think especially a lot of businesses that can use this and people working from home, I think it's going to cut down on their overhead, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people, if they work from home, it seems like they can actually get more done than if they're in the office. Provided you don't have a bunch of kids interrupting you all the time.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, when I was back in the IT field years ago, we kept pushing that to a lot of the government organizations that we handled. And they just, I don't know why they didn't do it, but you're seeing that it works.
Yeah, so I think it'll make the economy stronger because it will provide another outlet to remain productive. Now, not just the IT field, IT field and strategic media and stuff like that. A lot of people have always been working from home, as far as IT and like I said, strategic media and stuff like that. But even just, you know, in other industries where someone would normally be out of work for a couple of days, we'll be able to, I think, remote, you know, working from home and working remotely will just be commonplace.
You've actually been doing that for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, well, at least having the capability to have all your people work remotely will decrease your downtime. It will just increase your productivity and your opportunity to be productive as many days out of the year as possible. But the reason that we've transitioned through this so nicely is because years ago, you know, in early 17, we adopted some software in the company where we can, you know, get digital signatures. You know, we could embed video and photos into our proposals. And you know, as far as getting our aerial measurements and satellite imagery, as far as, you know, being able to measure our roofs and our siding installs and stuff like that from a satellite, we've had that capability for a couple of years.
Wow. Yeah, and the one thing I gotta thank you on two things, first of all, before I forget. Because a while ago you mentioned to me about joining the chamber, which I did finally join the Chamber of Commerce, Harford County Chamber of Commerce, which I gotta admit, man, these virtual happy hours are a blast. And I'm learning so much more about the businesses that are members. And I think a lot of business owners don't realize that they can still join, even during this time, because it seems like everybody's helping each other out. And the other thing is with social media. You had posted something on your page about helping other businesses out, and it was to get more more likes. Oh, my God. I did that. And the Harford County Living page is just blowing up now.
Yeah. That's a great idea. And that's just being out there and just following other pages and just, you know, just getting out there and just, you know, networking on social media.
Yeah.
You know, which gives you the opportunity to look at other people's pages, see what other people are doing, share ideas, you know, find inspiration, and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it's a great way to kind of promote and kind of support a local business, like their page, and that just gives them a larger organic reach and helps prop them up.
Yeah, and I've been at I've been frozen at one area because, yeah, Route 24 Ale House is a sponsor of mine. And
Jason, Jason
has given me some gift cards to give out, which I said, once we get to 10,250, I wanted to randomly give out two gift cards. I could not get to that point, which now it looks like we're going to get there in no time, even bypass that, you know, and I kept trying to figure out how I could get there. Then when you did that post, it's like, holy cow, this thing is blowing up. And all the other businesses that have shared it, it seems like, are taking off as well. At least their, you know, Facebook following, which is a good thing. You know, so again, thanks for that. Cause as long as I've been doing this, I would have never thought about that.
Yeah. That's a little trick that a lot of people don't know about, but some people do, it's a nice little way to gain some followers and gain some traction on social, for sure.
Yeah. Now, for any other business owners out there, any tips for them during this, I guess you could say downtime or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, just, operate your business, know your numbers. Yeah. So if you're, and this is very important for, you know, large, medium, small, you know, if you're selling cars, if you're selling roofs, if you're selling cheeseburgers, know your numbers, you know, know your cost of goods, you know your what your net and gross profit needs to be to, to make money, you know, or to be where you need to be to operate. You have to know your numbers. And once you know your numbers, then, you know, you've got to save, you know, you've got to save money. You have to, like, so, you know, if you're selling a cheeseburger and it costs you, you know, whatever, $1 to buy the, you know, the bun and the hamburger meat and all that stuff, and, you know, you're selling it for whatever, $3, you're making $2, you know, your overhead and operating expenses are $1. So you've got $1 left, you know, out of that dollar, put some away, because yeah. You know, a healthy business traditionally needs to have, you know, at least 3 months of overhead and operating expenses, you know, in a savings account.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot easier said than done, you know, and it changes across, you know, across industries, you know, but that was a big reason why we didn't really freak out as a company, was because we knew that if hell froze over and this thing locked up and we didn't sell one job, you know, for 8 weeks, mm-hmm. that, you know, we weren't going to have to lay anybody off.
It's definitely some good advice there.
You know, I mean, know your numbers and save money. And
yeah.
And to all the business owners out there, you know, pay yourself, you know, understand your living expenses, you know, right. and pay yourself, you know, just what you need to get by.
To get by, yeah, exactly.
You know, because and just keep it, you know, your business is a baby, and the more food in its belly. And when I say food in its belly, I mean cash in the mm-hmm. in the bank. The more food in its belly, the more healthier the baby, the company is, and the more chance you're going to give it to strive and thrive and survive.
Definitely good advice. And what's the phone number and website for people to contact you?
So we are Tar Heel Construction Group. We're at 1212 East Churchville Road, Suite 101, right across the street from the Greenbrier Shopping Center. We specialize in roofing and exteriors, residential and commercial. And our phone number is 410-638-7021. And we are at www.tarheelconstructiongroup.com.
Joe, thanks a lot, and you know I'm going to have to get you on here again, because we're going to be talking about something else that has to deal with construction sooner or later.
I'm ready anytime, man. I always appreciate talking to you, and I love talking to you, Rich.
And I'm still going to end up doing that, somehow or another, a networking podcast. I don't know how. I've been working on it. I'm trying to figure out how, but I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down, and I'm always talking about you. And I'm glad that you hooked up with Angela up at the chamber. That's a good. That's the biggest chamber in the state.
In the state?
Yeah, from what I hear.
I didn't realize that.
And very sure about that.
Did you listen to the podcast I recently did with her and Kate?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Oh, boy. You got
a good one?
Yeah, well, I challenged all the members.
Oh, okay.
I figured during this downtime, I challenged each member of the chamber to bring in another member between now and June.
Nice.
So I think we can get it done. I know. There ain't no thinking. I know we can get it done.
Yeah, I know we can too. This is a great business community, and it's really nice place to be in a nice business community. We're proud to be a part of it.
Great, and believe me, we're glad that you're here. So, Joe, once again, thanks a lot, and I will definitely talk to you very soon.
Rich, you're the man.
Stay safe and healthy, brother.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
See ya.
I want to thank my good friend Joe Ayler of Tar Heel Construction Group for coming on the podcast again. I'm hoping that you, especially if you're a business owner, that you walk away with something that's going to be able to help your business out. And I'm sure if you have any questions, Joe will feel honored if you contact him and ask him some questions. And if you need any exterior work, either on your home or your business, tell him that Rich from HartfordCountyLiving.com sent you. And if you would like to be on the podcast, please contact me. Let me know that you would like to be on. And if there's anybody that you would like to see on here, anything you want me to talk about, please let me know as well. You can email me at rbennett@HartfordCountyLiving.com. You can call me at 443-982-0250. You can reach out through Twitter. You can reach out through Facebook, where, you know, I'm out there everywhere. So just let me know. That's all you got to do, and I'll be sure to get them on, or at least I'll do my best to get them on. Thanks again. You've heard me talk in the past about support for the podcast, of course. Well, needless to say, I still need your support, and especially now during the pandemic. You know, times are tough. Now, I'm a small business as well, and I rely on my sponsors and my listeners in order to be able to keep this going. So I'm asking you to please go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. That's HARCOLIVING. Again, buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving and become a monthly sponsor. It's $5 a month, or you can even do it for the year. It's only $50 if you do it for the year. If you don't want to do a monthly subscription or an annual subscription, you can even just do a one-time sponsorship. You know, one coffee, three coffees, or five coffees. So it's as low as $3. Membership's only $5 a month or $50 a year, again, like I said. So once again, please buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. And for those of you that do a annual membership, I'm going to have something special for you very soon. I would like to thank the following people for buying me a coffee: Robin Burke, Lyle Garrity, Carol Garrity, Rhonda Erb, Kathy, Cindy Skilton, Natalie Forrest, Recreating Wellness, Anne Marie Battis, Malgorzata Baker, BMC Crew, Michael Friedman, Jeremiah Seitz, Mary Bunch, and Elisa Thompson. Thank you so much for helping me keep this podcast going.